Hello. Thank you for coming to an episode of The Photographer's Couch. I am your host, Megan Jewelly, and I am a photographer in the North Carolina area. And today I just want to come and talk to you about something that when I'm in the moment of it, I feel like, am I alone in this? But then when I step away and I'm not in that moment, I'm like, I know for sure I'm not alone in this. I know that there are other people who feel this way. And so let me just ask you if you feel this way too. And it's just finding joy in everyday moments. When I am trying to like connect with my kids, I feel like that's when I feel this the most. It's just something that maybe they're doing something that I genuinely don't care about. Like maybe if it's Minecraft or, you know, these long YouTube videos that they either want to create or watch, you know, and it's an assortment of things, but I'm just giving you an idea of a few things, that I'm talking about, and maybe you can relate to that, but I hate to use the word struggle, but for a lack of a better word, I struggle with trying to enjoy those moments. Although I know that those moments are really what matters the most, right? And those are the connection that I'm looking for with my kids. But if it's things that we both enjoy to do, then it's easy for me to connect and find joy and happiness and, you know, really enjoy that time with them. But if it's doing things that they only enjoy, I have a hard time enjoying it. So let me tell you a few things. So I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I honestly wrote down four things that I am going to either have been doing that I feel like helps in these moments, or things that I'm going to start practicing. So the first two are ones that I do regularly, and I just want to say I feel like it really contributes to finding joy in the everyday moments, whether it's by myself or with my kids or family. But it's every day, and I do this every morning, and I know I've talked about this before on previous podcasts, but I write down 10 things I'm grateful for every day. And I feel like that's so important because when I do this every day, it makes me really think about what is going on throughout my day rather than just flying by the seat of my pants. And I feel like I go through my day, like sometimes just taking moments and just looking around and being like, what am I grateful for right here in this moment? So like earlier I was out for a walk and I could just rattle off so many things. It was this field of flowers. It was the birds chirping. It was this like breeze that was coming across me as I was walking. You know, it was just the sun shining a certain way. Just the quietness where there was no cars, you know. So I do that regularly. Like even now I'm sitting here at my desk and I'm just like, you know what? I'm really just enjoying this color on the walls. Just like grateful my husband painted this for me. I'm looking up at the ceiling, at the lighting that he installed. I have this cup sitting on my desk. I actually have two cups. One is this water cup, which again, back to my husband, but he bought me this water cup. And I just am so thankful that I have a clean, pretty water cup to carry around. But then I also have this coffee cup that one of my friends, she's a potter, and she created it. It's just so beautiful. So anyway, I do that throughout my day, but having the practice of writing it down in the morning is just like the start of it. And then I think throughout the day, it just kind of keeps coming to me. And so when I'm in moments where, you know, maybe something's frustrating or something's not going right, there's always something to be grateful for. And that practice has helped me with that. Okay. The second thing is I have gotten really big on this, and sometimes I take it to an extreme, but it's prioritizing self-care. And I do this a lot of different ways, and I'm not going to go into it today, but it can just be something really small. So I think that there is so much benefit, and maybe even just taking 5 minutes to yourself outside, summer quiet. Maybe it's a 15-minute walk every day. Maybe it's waking up 30 minutes earlier just so you can have that time to do something for you. So it can be super small, and I think it's still very valuable. Maybe one day I will do a recording of my self-care and how it looks through the month. Okay, the third thing that I wrote down that I think can help you find joy even in the hustle bustle of the day, mundane tasks, connecting with your kids, is just building meaningful offline connections. So I feel like we all have like tons of Facebook friends and we connect so many different ways online and apps and all the things. I think building meaningful relationships and just contributing to them every day, and not maybe saying you have to talk to every person, but one of the things that comes to mind here really big is like not having negative energy around you. We can't always avoid that. And sometimes people who mean the most to us and who are meaningful, positive relationships in our lives still bring negative energy. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sometimes there's people in our lives, and maybe they're even family or they're just long time friends. They're really just sucking the life out of us and their negative energy. And I feel like sometimes this is easier said than done, like, oh, just get rid of that relationship out of your life. But slowly move away from those negative energy, you know, relationships, and just starting to build and contribute more to the positive energy, positive relationships in your life. So I think that is huge to be able to find joy every day, is to have a more positive influence on your life. And then the fourth thing is just embracing mindfulness and everyday tasks. And I think that has really helped me. And I know this might sound silly, but, you know, we all have the laundry, we all have the floors to sweep, the dogs to brush, you know, all the things. But I think if we just, and I tell my kids this all the time, if you're just where your feet are, you know, and just take your mind and keep it where your feet is, where your feet are. You can tell I was not an English major. But I think that's so important. And I feel like it's so hard because, you know, for me, I'm a planner. So I'm already thinking like what I'm doing tomorrow, and I haven't even made it through midday today. But I think there is time to think and plan and all the things and dream. But I think in order to really find joy and happiness every day, it's just actually being in the moment. And as we are advancing in technology and, you know, glued to our devices and our phones, that becomes harder and harder. And so I think it's just even more important to just embrace mindfulness, embrace where you are right now, and not jumping on your phone during those quiet moments. Even with your kids, I find myself doing that all the time when it's just like got quiet or we have just a minute break. I jump on my phone and I'm like, why? Like, why can't I just enjoy the quiet? Why can't I just enjoy just the moment of still? And I just think that's why we're missing out on, you know, if I just sit there and watch my kid, you know, in watching him enjoy something that, even though it may not be super exciting to me, but it's something that he's excited about. And maybe he's teaching me something, and maybe he's showing me how excited he is, instead of just dreaming into another land. because I'm not, you know, as genuinely excited about what he is. Instead of that, instead of just being where I am right now and embracing that, I think that has really helped me learn to enjoy these moments. So, and just like when I'm doing laundry, you know, if I sit there and like I'm just like, oh, I gotta do laundry, and bring like negative energy to it about how much I hate doing the laundry or hate sweeping the floor. But instead, I have this sign by my kitchen, and I'm gonna butcher it, but it says something like, I'm not cleaning this dish because it's dirty. I'm cleaning it because I love the person who's going to use it next. In the same way, like I'm putting away the laundry, I'm sweeping the floor, you know, just so I have a clean house and I take care of the things that I own. Coming at it that way, and instead of just, you know, numbing away or just trying to ignore the fact that I have to get all these things done and go off into another world in my head, which isn't always bad, but if I just learn to embrace being where I'm at right now, I think that our lives could be just so much more enjoyable. So anyway, those are just my thoughts for today. They might be a little deep, but I just wanted to just, for me, I'm just making it a point to keep my writing down the 10 things I'm grateful for every day, prioritizing my self-care, however that looks like for you, even if it's super small, building meaningful offline connections, and just embracing mindfulness in the everyday tasks. I think it's not, maybe not be, might not be glamorous, but I really think it's grounding. And I think on the days where joy feels a little out of reach, I remind myself that joy doesn't have to be this big, loud emotion. It can sometimes be really quiet and found in the pause, in the present, and in that moment that almost got slipped away and unnoticed. So I hope that maybe this resonated with you, and I hope to see you on the next episode.